శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 13 వర్స్ 31 ఆధ్యాత్మిక అభివృద్ధికై అవిముక్త శిఖరిజి మత్స్య కుష్వపనత అర్ధ కామై క్రియేత కిం. మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ 3 కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెజరబుల్ కండిషన్స్, ఆధ్యాత్మిక, ఆదిదైవిక అండ్ ఆదిభౌతిక. దేర్ఫోర్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ వన్ అచీవ్ సమ్ సక్సెస్ by performing such activities, what is the benefit of this success? One is still subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, and the reactions of the fruitive activities. Repeat. Materialistic activities are always mixed with three kinds of miserable conditions: adhyatmika, adhidaivika and adhibhautika. Therefore, even if one achieves some success by performing such activities, what is the benefit of this success? One is still subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, and the reactions of his fruitive activities, purport by his divine grace. According to the materialistic way of life, if a poor man, after laboring very, very hard, gets some material profit at the end of his life, he is considered a success, even though he again dies while suffering the threefold miseries, adhyatmika, adhidaivika and adhibhautika. No one can escape the threefold miseries of materialistic life, namely miseries pertaining to the body and mind, miseries pertaining to the difficulties imposed by society, community, nation and other living entities, and miseries inflicted upon us by natural disturbances from earthquakes, famines, droughts, floods, epidemics and so on. If one works very hard, suffering the threefold miseries, and then is successful in getting some small benefit, what is the value of this benefit? Besides that, even if a karmi is successful in accumulating some material wealth, he still cannot enjoy it, for he must die in bereavement. I have even seen a dying man begging medical attendant to increase his life by 4 years at least, so that he could complete his material plans. Of course, the medical man was unsuccessful in expanding the life of the man, who therefore died in great bereavement. Everyone must die in this way, and after one's mental condition is taken into account by the loss of material nature, he is given another chance to fulfill his desires in a different body. Material plans for material happiness have no value, but under the spell of illusory energy, we consider them extremely valuable. There are many politicians, social reformers and philosophers who died very miserably, without deriving any practical value from their material plans. Therefore, a sane and sensible man never desires to work hard under the conditions of threefold miseries, only to die in disappointment. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshurubhutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Bhuta Kadamaya Nadatishya Padantana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we will be celebrating Rama Navami the day after tomorrow, 25th March Sunday, fasting till afternoon, and with a public program in the evening, with Abhishek Marathi Kirtan class, and things like that. Drama tayar olur. Drama. So why did the Lord appear in the incarnation of Lord Ramchandra? Like we were reading in the Dasavatara Stotra, Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dasamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam Kesavadruta Rama Sarira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. So the translation being, the ten-headed monster, demon, Ravana, he was troubling even the demigods, the Dikpals, the heads of the all directions, many demigods are there. Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dasamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam. So there are 10 directions. We all know 4 directions, and corners of those directions like Isanya, Vayuya, Agneya, Nairuti. The other direction, 4 plus 4, 8, and up and down. This is also a direction, go up, go down. So these 10 directions. And in an ornamental way, in a poetic way, Jayadeva Goswami, the great Acharya and a Vaishnava, he is giving the simile of Lord Ram. He cut all the 10 heads and offered them to the rulers of the 10 directions. So the Lord appeared for many, many reasons. On the request of Brahma, that when the material existence is in trouble, not managed by the appointed rulers, just like we also appointed rulers on earth. We have elected, many countries are there, many heads of the countries are there who are elected with the hope that they are competent people. That's why we elected them. But when they cannot address the problems, then where else to go? Just like when you don't get justice in Sessions Court, in District Court, in High Court, then you go to the highest court, which is called Supreme Court. No? Is that right? So you expect that the Supreme Court will give you the best judgment possible. So when the universal rulers, the demigods, when they are unable to manage, generally the rulers are very powerful because they have performed austerities to achieve their positions. Like you become popular and you become a leader. Then when you want to be appointed by the Lord, the appointment by the Lord are not based on popularity, are not based on majority opinion, but based on qualification. Here it is majority opinion, janmat. Whereas there it is the qualification. So it is the right way. Anybody wants to become a universal ruler to be appointed by the Lord, then you have to practice like Indra did 100 ratus. And all these demigods, they are very pious living entities. They are very humble devotees of the Lord. So their submission and their qualification. Let's say the demigods, they will not do injustice. There is nothing like favoritism, bandhu priti, selfishness. That they are qualified people and they work under the authority of the Supreme Lord. So they cannot whimsically. If you want to please Durga, if you want to please Shiva, you have to follow certain austerities, certain rituals, and worship, and then whatever is within their power, they can give you. Whatever is within their power. So these universal rulers, when sometimes the situation is not under their control. So we also have a state government and a central government. When things cannot be handled by the state government, the central government intervenes where they have more powers. They are more equipped. So whenever the universal rulers have problems, how is it that the government cannot handle the criminal? It is often seen, there are many terrorists, how much time it took to control Osama bin Laden, how many years it took, how many decades it took the sandalwood smuggler, Veerappan. That means it's possible that these criminals are more talented or more capable than the rulers, the officials. After all, we are all persons, and he may be the officer, but The criminal may have more intelligence than the officer. But no one is more intelligent than the Lord. Actually, everyone is given intelligence by the Lord. See, the officers are sense gratifiers and the criminal is an austere person, naturally the criminal is going to be more powerful. Is that right? The criminal is going to be more powerful. So everything is based on one who submits, one who follows the material laws of nature, whoever carefully follows, he is going to be a powerful man. Then all equations can be changed. Now you are very powerful because of your previous life's merits, and someone who sees you and wants to become your competitor, then you will start following, doing austerities, and then he will increase his austerities to become eligible for obtaining powers from the Lord. So we say in this world, there is always one who is more powerful than you. But no one is as powerful as the Lord. So that's why it is no surprise that even demigods, sometimes they cannot handle mortals. Demigods are very powerful. Sometimes they cannot handle mortals. People who do severe austerities, in a short time they become very powerful. So all this indicates that no one is free from trouble. So one who wants to avoid trouble, he has to take shelter of the Lord. So why did Lord incarnate? On the calling of Lord Brahma and the demigods, and to establish Dharma, to annihilate the demons, and to protect the devotees, and to set standards. Maryada Purushottam. Ram is specially called Maryada Purushottam. Ramchandra Bhagavan. Because people don't know what are the ideals. How should a son behave? How should a wife behave? How should a brother behave? How should a servant behave? How should a master behave? What are the standards? What are the qualifications of a leader? So Lord Ram, he came to establish what are the ideals for the human society. Now we are endlessly copying. We are endlessly copying bogus leaders, bogus standards. The result is that you have wasted your time and money, and you have brought the standards which you had a vision. But the vision is fulfilled, but people have not become happy. Wasted. Gone waste. So Lord Ram came to set the standard. If people want to be happy, that's it, Rama Raja, how should a king rule the country? Everything can be seen from the life of Ram. Ram, at one and the same time, Ram, because he is playing the role of a human being, Naravatar. Rama, he took human beings as nothing. He is so powerful. When he did austerities to please Brahma and attain boon, that I should not die in this earth. He did not consider human beings worth anything. They are like his food. Why you are afraid of your food? Just eat. See, he did not ask for immunity from that, from the hands of human beings. So, the Supreme Lord, he saw the arrogance of Lord, this Hiranyakashipu, this Ravan. Alright, I'll incarnate as a human being. I'll incarnate as a human being. And then I'll kill the demon, Ravana. That's how the Lord happened to take the appearance as a human being. We cannot exactly imitate Ram because he can set the highest standard, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the role of a sannyasi and has set the highest standard of a spiritual person. The difference is we are all embodied, whereas the Lord is free from any blemish. He has a transcendental body. So transcendental body is not subject to disease. Transcendental body is not subject to weakness. Transcendental body is not subjected to the weakness of ordinary people like hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion. They are the six defects. The six defects of a human being, conditioned soul. The hunger. We have to give up. We have to give up all rules of morality. You act like a moral person, but when you cannot tolerate hunger, you give up all your equations. Because you cannot think of anything else. Similarly, like even Pandavas. Pandavas, when they were tested by Yaksha, one time in the exile, the Yudhishthira Maharaj became very thirsty. They are walking and walking in the hot sun, and they were exhausted, very thirsty. Ideal people, the Pandavas, how they were also subjected to the pangs of thirst. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, I cannot walk any longer. Please search around if there is some water. Then he will continue. And then Bhim went, Arjun went, Nakul and Sahadev went, and they were also thirsty when they saw the body of water. They just want to drink. They were warned, now this is my lake. Without my permission, you cannot drink. Kindly, you have to answer my questions. Because they thought we are very powerful people. He doesn't know us, but who we are. He will handle it later. They wanted to drink water. And the result is that they all became unconscious because they violated. So, this is called anger. You know, Rantidev, very exceptional. Rantidev fasted 48 days. From water also, fast 48 days. Total fast. And then he was about to break with a little water and atta. And then they wanted to test. The demigods wanted to test his, hospitality. Generally, when we are everything, they are very hospitable. We are also eating nice, you know, like we take kids. There is nothing. Then you don't want to give to anybody. Hospitality, when it is tested, then you are hungry also. Gone to the wind. So these are all called exceptional people. For them, dharma is more than their bodily demands. That's why they are in the history of the ideal people, the great people, Mahapurush. So Lord Ram is the epitome, he is the supreme example of ideal behavior. So the incarnation is called Maryada Purushottam Lord Ram. So human life, it is not meant for sense gratification. Human life is meant for living for dharma. Living for dharma will make you most happy. So we ignore upholding dharma and we go for sense gratification. We break all the rules and regulations. Grihastas are supposed to first attend to the guests, and then if something is left, you take. Any grihastha, can you follow? You close the doors, eat nicely, and then if something is left over, all right, instead of throwing, let's give it to somebody. But it is the other way. You watch if there is anybody who wants to eat, and then you feel, and then you eat. Actually, because we don't believe in Krishna, that Krishna will provide for us, so we make our own arrangement. That's we. Hare Krishna, Bhavana, na? Vijay Kumar, Vijay Krishna, Vijay Krishna. You are here. Why? You always come before Ramnami. You gave class last year, Ramnami, very open. When did you come?
Today.
So you are coming so late to the temple. So how long you'll stay?
April 16th.
April 15th. We are doing Radha Yatra in Sulurpet first time.
I saw that.
Where? She handles her Facebook. Very good. People say we are getting to know about this kindness in the Facebook. Very good. Nobody is seeing website now. Facebook. Anyway, the human society, that's why Prabhupada installed Sitaram Lakshman in the best city of the world, the capital of the United States of America. Prabhupada was giving the installation lecture. Where Prabhupada was a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna. This is all his books about. But still, he installed Sitaram, Lakshman and Hanuman in the ISKCON temple of Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States. And when giving the installation lecture, Prabhupada said, United States is the most leading country of the world, and the capital of the United States is Washington, and all laws, decisions that are taken here, they are going to influence it, like whatever Trump is doing, troubling the whole world with all his policies. Because he doesn't go to ISKCON temple. Let's see, take darshan of Lord Ram. Rame Rajna. If the Supreme Lord himself becomes the king, what problems can be there? What problems can be there that cannot be solved? not only as the king, but as the Lord. The Lord is omnipotent. See, he can reverse all universal laws because he is supreme. That's what we say. The stones are floating. The law of this world, if the stones should, they are drawn by gravity. But when Lord Ram, he built the Setu, the stones are floating. He can do anything he likes. Why did Ram float the stones and build the bridge? You don't get into controversy, all right? Ramayana expert. You have to go by the spirit. I don't think I heard anything like that in Valmiki novel. So whenever Vaishnavas speak, so the spirit is to increase their faith in Ram, increase their faith in the holy name. For that you may go here and there and talk some things. That is there. So people should know, because there are many bridges built, but this bridge is unique because it is not built under, like everybody will work under the laws of material nature. To prove that the Lord is not under the laws of material nature and he has left something behind after his appearance, that people in the world can know that this Ram is not immortal, the Ram is not some superhuman being, but he is the Supreme Lord. Kesava Dhruta Rama Sarira Jai Jagadisha Hare. So many times nowadays, you know, people have lost their intelligence. So they try to discuss Ram and Krishna, how they can also be, you know, considered human beings. You know, the great philosophers, including Chakravarti Rajagopalachari and Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, so called Vivekananda, this all these, you know, they are called not authorized, but the world recognizes them as the, you know, stalwart philosophers. Unfortunately, they are not standing at all in spiritual life. So you cannot quote any of them. Although they are so famous, but they stand nowhere in parampara. So even a simple person, like our simple devotees who are from Vaishnava Sampradaya, they can easily tear apart their philosophy and their concepts that they are not practical or valid. So previously we were reading those books, they tried to characterize Ram as the ideal human being. Ideal human being. And they said, you take lessons from Krishna, but you don't try to imitate Krishna. That side of Krishna is not good. You only just take lessons from Bhagavad Gita, but don't go into too much of the Bhagavatamic things. They try to. So for them, Gita is more important than Bhagavatam for such people. Whereas Bhagavatam is the natural life of living entities when they are in pure love, when they are in pure love of God. You know, so we'll be reading more of Ramayanam in the classes to come. So the name of Ram is all powerful, not just powerful, all powerful, because there is no difference between the Lord personally being here on earth or one who has implicit faith in the name of the Lord. In fact, our Acharya, they say, Ram's name is more powerful than Lord Ram himself, because only pious people, pure people can get the darshan of Lord Ram, but any person, including the animals, any person can chant or hear the name of the Ram and become delivered from the clutches of material nature, that were from the cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Many Indians, they take this mantra as Maha Mantra because they think it covers the most important two incarnations, Rama and Krishna. They say, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. But actually here, the name Ram also is another name of Krishna. And Krishna is also another name of Ram, because Ram is very attractive and Krishna is very pleasing. So the name Ram can be applied to Krishna also. Ram is very attractive, so the name Krishna can be applied to Ram. So whenever we say here, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada translates it as that mantra and meaning, O Krishna, O Supreme Energy of Krishna, Radharani. And Prabhupada also says, it is no problem even if people think the Hare Ram in the as Lord Ram also, because he is non-different from Lord Krishna. Sometimes people say this is Balaram, this is Krishna and Rama here, that they are together, Krishna and Rama. That also is no problem because Krishna and Balaram are also not. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Grandarasana Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.